A record number of Americans filed for bankruptcy protection over the last year. According to federal court statistics, more than 1.1 million individuals, farmers, and businesses sought relief from their creditors in fiscal 1996. The figure represents a 26% increase from the previous year. The bankruptcy rate for businesses actually declined slightly, but personal bankruptcies rose dramatically. NPR's Elaine Corey has a report.
Conventional wisdom holds that the bankruptcy rate rises and falls with the overall strength of the economy. But that does not explain the surge in personal filings over recent years, says David Hale, an economist with Zurich Kemper Financial Services.
The cause of this bankruptcy is not economic hardship. The American economy right now is the best condition it's been in for many years.
Hale notes the U.S. unemployment rate is at its lowest level in 20 years, and there's been a tremendous boom in the stock market. Based on those indicators, he says, the bankruptcy rate should be falling. So if economic conditions are not driving the surge in bankruptcies, what is?
I think it's more a reflection on the society, on the legal system, and standards of personal behavior here at the end of the 20th century. The fact is, America's become a very permissive country in terms of attitude towards debt and credit and the use of bankruptcy as a way of avoiding debt.
In addition, Hale faults the credit industry itself. Credit card companies are mailing out more than 3 billion applications per year to a wide range of people, many of whom can't handle more debt. A congressional panel studying consumer bankruptcy has concluded that lenders are actually helping to propel the rise in filings. A decade ago, a bankruptcy made it nearly impossible to obtain new credit. Not so today, says Brady Williamson, chairman of the National Bankruptcy Review Commission.
We've heard testimony that some financial institutions that extend credit have actually targeted people who've been through Chapter 7 because you can't refile for 6 years.
Besides lenders, the commission is looking at another source of the problem, the nation's bankruptcy code. Some experts argue the legal standards have become so lax they actually encourage people to walk away from their debts. Durant Abernathy is the president of the National Foundation on Consumer Credit. He says the bankruptcy laws may need to be toughened to weed out a few fraudulent claims, but he says that won't solve the overall problem. According to Abernathy, too many individual households are in financial trouble, despite what the national economic numbers show. Over the last few years in particular, he says, there's been a tremendous growth in debt for middle-income people.
The reality is, in many households, they're living check to check. Income is down, savings is down, and things like holiday debts, vacation expenses, back-to-school expenses are pushing more and more families over the edge.
And contrary to some views, Abernathy does not believe consumers have become too permissive about welching on their debts. He says the problem is even more basic. A kind of financial illiteracy that keeps Americans from recognizing their debt problems until it's too late.
Learning how to handle your money, that is, how to have a budget and live within your means, is almost like learning to read or write. It's a fundamental life skill that we just don't take seriously in this country. So we have too many people learning the basic money management skills by trial and error.
The National Foundation for Consumer Credit operates 1,200 nonprofit consumer debt counseling offices across the country. Last year, the agency helped more than 1 million households in financial trouble. According to Abernathy, most of them who wind up resorting to bankruptcy find the experience wrenching, evidence of their own financial failure. I'm Elaine Corey reporting.